in Hollywood at this time of year. The bean counters always talk about the Oscar bounce. That is the boost films get at the box office from Academy Award nominations. It is much sought after by film studios, but film critic Bob Mondello says their calculus may be altered by recent changes in the film business.
In November 2008, Danny Boyle's Slumdog Millionaire, a rags-to-quiz-show riches film without stars, opened to good reviews and better-than-expected box office.
Welcome to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
By Christmas time, the film had gone from 10 theaters to several hundred, and by mid-January, it had earned more than twice the $15 million it cost to make.
Are you nervous?
What? Am I nervous? It's you who's in the hot seat. My friend.
Then award season clicked in, 10 Oscar nominations, including Best Picture, and Slumdog Millionaire's box office took flight. By the night of the Academy Awards, it could have been called Slumdog 100 Millionaire, and then Steven Spielberg opened the envelope for Best Picture.
And the Oscar goes to Slumdog Millionaire.
It won 8 of the 10 Oscars it was nominated for, and by the time the Mumbai dust had cleared worldwide, the little indie that had been headed straight to DVD until Fox Searchlight rescued it to show in theaters had made $377 million, well over two-thirds of that after receiving Oscar's blessing.
You were giving chai for the Phoonewallahs. And now you're richer than they will ever be.
That is the Oscar bounce that prompts movie studios to spend millions of dollars campaigning for the votes of Academy members. Though the Motion Picture Academy has long talked about honoring excellence, that honoring has been in the service of promoting films from the moment the first statuettes were handed out at a banquet in 1929, and the promotion went global when the awards were first televised in 1953.
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences 25th Annual Academy Award.
Bob Hope was the host for that first telecast, and in his monologue, he addressed the elephant in the room, the notion that this new medium they were all appearing on was competition, but that film still had the upper hand.
Television, that's where movies go when they die.
True enough, when TVs were black and white and had 12-inch screens, these days television is where movies go, period, and quickly. Back in the 1950s, it could take years for a film to get from cinemas to TV sets. When Slumdog Millionaire made the trek about a decade ago, it still took many months. Today, we're talking weeks or even days. Netflix started streaming both The Irishman and Marriage Story less than a month after they opened theatrically. Its rival Amazon has already put up Parasite, Joker, and Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's official, old buddy. Well, has been.
Which means 5 of the 9 Best Picture nominees are available for home viewing now, and there's virtually no way for there to be a box office Oscar bounce for any of them. So why are streaming services spending a fortune on Oscar campaigns? Well, for prestige, of course, to help attract talent, subscribers, and
Morgan,
investors.
That's right. Netflix shares moving higher this morning on the streamer, drawing more nominations from the Academy.
Also, unlike conventional movie studios, streaming services have a business model that doesn't require them to make a profit on individual films. Amazon, for instance, sees streaming content as a value-added bonus that will keep people signed up to purchase things with Amazon Prime. Apple will be delighted if you buy its various devices to get its exclusive content. If you stream Oscar nominees on iTunes, they'll like that too.
My mother always tells me to bring laughter and joy to the world.
All of that said, there is some evidence that the streaming strategy of making a film quickly home viewable hurts its chances with awards voters. Contenders get the most nominations when they arrive in theaters at year's end, so Netflix looked smart opening The Irishman and Marriage Story in November. But with super short theatrical releases, both films were long gone by the time awards votes were being cast, and in contest after contest, Golden Globes, Critics' Choice, Producers Guild, they've been losing out to Parasite and 1917, films that are still in theaters.
There's only one way this ends. Last man standing.
For the record, the box office Oscar bounce still exists for films that manage to hang on at the multiplex.
We need to keep moving! Come on!
Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, and Ford v. Ferrari have each made additional millions since the nominations were announced, and the war movie 1917 is doing so well, it feels almost like another Slumdog exploding at the box office. With its surprise victory at the Globes and the 10 Oscar nominations that followed, 1917 went, in just a couple of weeks, from 11 theaters and $2 million to more than 4,000 theaters and more than $200 million. If it wins big at the Oscars, it will continue to rake in the cash, just as films did once upon a time in Hollywood. I'm Bob Mondello.